Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Peter has 5. Mike has 2. Jesse has 0.
All right, I accept
chance.
That. I accept
you have a chance
that.
To leap ahead. With this first round of fill in the blank, the clock will start when I begin your first question.
I'm going. Okay.
You're going now. Here we go.
Okay. This isn't going to go well. Go.
Fill in the blank. A federal appeals court ruled Wednesday that the NSA's collection of blank records was illegal.
Phone records.
Yes. Military officials in Nigeria announced this week that they had freed another 200 women from the terrorist group blank.
Boko Haram?
Right. On Wednesday, over 50 blanks touched down across Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Tornadoes.
Right. On Tuesday, officials in California approved the state's first mandatory rules for blank.
Water conservation.
Right. This past weekend, 20 police officers in Seattle gathered at a basketball court in order to blank.
Play basketball.
No, to free a shirtless man who had gotten stuck upside down in one of the hoops.
No duh.
A new report from the IRS found that over 1,500 of their agents willfully blanked over the past 10 years.
Lied on their taxes?
Yes, or avoided filing them. Dave Coulier, the actor who played Uncle Joey, announced he would be returning for Netflix's reboot of blank.
Full House.
Yes, after several newspapers reported that a Christie ally had pled guilty in the Bridgegate scandal in New Jersey, blank was forced to take to Twitter to defend herself.
Oh, Kirstie Alley?
Of course, Kirstie Alley.
Yes.
The actress was trending on Twitter this week because people misread Christie Alley, that is Chris Christie's ally, as Kirstie Alley.
No way.
But unlike the ally of Governor Christie, Kirstie Alley had no role in the Bridgegate controversy, proving once again how hard it is for older female actors to get parts in statewide corruption scandals. Bill, how did Jessie do on our quiz?
Nothing for her to cry about in this one. She got 7 right. 14 more. She's got the lead.
Wow. All right, Mike, you are up next. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia called for a renewable 5-day ceasefire in the war-torn country of blank.
I'm going to go with Canada, but I know it's wrong.
Yemen. Just hours before the deadline, Israeli Prime Minister blank struck a deal to form a new coalition government.
Netanyahu?
Yes. For the first time in 50 years, ferry companies were given permission to offer service between Florida and blank.
Cuba?
Yes. This week, a man in Kent, England, was accused of stealing a cell phone from blank while in blank.
ferret horse.
No. Stealing a cell phone from his lawyer while in court. This week, Universe Publishing released Selfish, blank's book of 445 selfies.
Phil Donahue.
That vain...
No, it's Kim Kardashian.
It is Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Police in Canada charged a 91-year-old woman with disturbing the peace after her neighbors complained about blank.
Loud Seinfeld reruns.
No, her neighbors complained about her creaky rocking chair. She just rocked too hard. And all night long, apparently, on the porch. Police responded to the call to the loud rocker the way police usually do, but they shot the old lady in the back. Kidding! Happened in Canada. They just gave her a ticket and laughed about the whole thing. Bill, how did Mike Birbiglia do in our quiz?
He got 4 right for 8 more points, a total of 10, but Jesse still has the lead.
Right. Okay. Here we go. All right. Peter Gross. This is for the game,
this
fill in the
so
blank.
Important to me.
Hillary Clinton announced this week that she had agreed to once again testify at a House hearing on the attacks in blank.
I'm going to go with Benghazi.
You're right. On Tuesday, President Obama nominated Marine General Joseph Dunford to be the next chairman of the blank.
Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Right. According to a new report from the Labor Department, the U.S.'s blank claims remain at a 15-year low.
Unemployment?
Yeah, jobless. Instead of posting a negative Yelp review of a local Subway restaurant, a Chicago man allegedly blanked.
Drove his car into it.
No, he robbed the Subway, then ran across the street to buy a sandwich at Potbelly's.
Smart man. Good man.
Last Saturday, pre-race favorite American Pharoah won the 141st blank.
Kentucky Derby.
Right. This week, while answering questions from lawmakers in Parliament, the Prime Minister of Iceland rushed out to the chambers to blank.
To move out of Iceland.
No, to get the last piece of free cake in the lobby. The Prime Minister fled in the middle of questioning because he feared a national emergency that they would run out of cake. When criticized, he defended himself saying, and this is true, but it was chocolate devil's food cake with chocolate frosting, whipped cream, and braised pears.
That does sound
really,
very good.
You can't blame him for leaving or for making the cake as new deputy prime minister. Bill, did Peter Gross do well enough to win?
He did really well. He tried hard. He got four right for eight more points, but that means Jesse wins the bassinet.
Wow. Well done. Wow. She came from nothing.
I feel pretty incredible right now.
You should.